Does this sound familiar? What about this? These are the themes of the incredibly popular Studio Ghibli films My Neighbor Totoro and Princess Mononoke, composed by Joe Hisaishi. Hisaishi returned this week to Seattle, and not just for a series of performances tonight and this weekend. Hisaishi has spent the week creating a one-of-a-kind residency. Earlier in the week, there was a special chamber performance where Hisaishi highlighted the works of other Japanese composers. In addition to that, he spent time with young artists in Seattle, hosting an educational panel and leading a rehearsal with the Seattle Youth Symphony Orchestra. These are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for those just starting their musical journey. But working with someone like Hisaishi also leaves a lasting impact on longtime performers and members of the Seattle Symphony.
So it's a pretty special week that we're having, that he's coming in to not only do these symphony concerts, but to work with young people. And I think he's also doing a chamber concert. He's promoting music by other Japanese composers. So he's really someone that uses his platform to, I guess, lift everyone up.
Violist Olivia Chu has been with the symphony since 2020 and performed the last time Hisaishi was here. But above all, she's a fan.
Well, I'm a lifelong fan of Studio Ghibli. I grew up watching My Neighbor Totoro.
Mm-hmm.
The music from that is just so iconic, and it's so cool to be in the presence of someone that, like, I don't ever remember learning about Joe Hisaishi. I just always knew who he was. And I wish I could, like, go back in time and tell my childhood self, like, hey, one day you're going to be working with this guy.
She says the music from Hisaishi and the Studio Ghibli movies stood out to her as a kid. And you can't talk about those movies without talking about the scores.
I think for me, it felt very different from other music that I heard as a kid. It has this kind of wistful quality about it. All the other media that I was consuming as a child, so black and white, happy or sad. And I think Joe Hisaishi's music, it's kind of a little bit of both. It's never like, it's never black and white, you know? It's always shades of gray. It's very nuanced. And I think that as a kid, I appreciated that. I think that his music is so embedded in the DNA of those movies. You can't think of those movies without thinking of that score. I mean, it's like Bernard Herrmann and Alfred Hitchcock, or John Williams and Steven Spielberg. It's like they're so much a part of each other.
If you do head to Ben Royal Hall, you'll hear some music from the Ghibli movies, but the performance will also highlight original work from Hisaishi.
We're also doing some pieces that he just wrote as absolute music, not necessarily to be paired with a film or anything. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what that sounds like and seeing, I guess, kind of like distilling who he is as a musician without the films.
The show might be sold out, but the concert calendar is loaded with a wide variety of shows at the Seattle Symphony. If you're looking for a new way to experience some of your favorite songs and movies, check out the Seattle Symphony's website. Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.